Welcome, ladies, to our Naomi's Table Bible study in the book of Ephesians. Bible study teacher Beth Seifert has today's lesson. And, of course, don't forget the Bible study notes and questions to help you dig deeper. Those can be found on our website, naomistable.com. Let's open up God's Word and begin.
Well, today we'll be in day 19 of our study through the book of Ephesians. We're going to be in chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. I've titled this lesson, Suit Up, Soldier. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to Ephesians chapter 6. We'll be in verses 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Okay, I've always loved the picture that comes into my mind as I read this passage. As Christians, where do we get our strength from? The Lord. It's not our strength, it's His. Knowing that our strength is not sufficient for what we face, Paul shares with us here that armor that we should be putting on in Christ to prepare ourselves for battle. Why do we need the armor of God? So we can stand against the schemes of the devil. Notice, too, that we need to wear the whole armor of God, not just carry a part of it. We must be fully armed and ready for battle all the time. And ladies, our battles, they aren't against other people. Oh, I know how that it feels like that person is your enemy, but the truth is, that person is just a sinful, rebellious person. And truly, there but for the grace of God go we all. We treat those around us as the enemy so often, though, our spouse, our kids, parents, friends, neighbors, co-workers, but we need to remember that they aren't the enemy. Our real enemy is Satan and his minions. The true battle is being fought not with people, but against spiritual forces. Knowing that our fight is not a physical one, why do we think that we can win by physical means? We can't. The only way to win a spiritual battle is to be spiritually armed, and the only one who can provide that armor is God. Your human weapons, your resourcefulness and cunning, your ability to strategize, your willpower, your strength and determination and perseverance, they mean nothing in this fight if you don't have the spiritual armor of God. You can't will yourself to win this one. Why does God provide what we need for these battles? Well, first of all, so we are properly equipped for this battle, and the reality is we can't win without Him. Every single one of these things is from Him. You can't manufacture it for yourself. Secondly, it's so we won't retreat, but we'll stand our ground. Okay, so what is the armor? A belt of truth, a breastplate of righteousness, sandals or shoes of readiness, a shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, God's own word. Well, first is the belt. Now, the belt served the purpose of keeping your tunic in place so that you didn't fall on your head or trip or anything. What does Paul tell us our belt to keep us in place is? Truth. The belt of truth, so that we are restrained by the truth, not off making up our own truth as we go along. Your foundation must be on truth, God's truth. The only real truth. Secondly, the breastplate. The breastplate protected the torso, the main part of the body, the housing for the internal organs. Paul tells us our breastplate, the protection for our bodies, is righteousness. Now remember, we don't have any righteousness of our own, yet Christ took on our sin and gave us His righteousness, and it is that which protects us, not our own goodness or strength. Our faith in Christ and His love for us is what gives us any righteousness that we have. Thirdly, shoes. The shoes obviously protected the feet and kept you ready to move in battle instead of tiptoeing around or staying locked in one place. And what does Paul say about our sandals? That we should be ready to move, to go and give the gospel of peace or readiness to others. Those shoes indicate our willingness to go wherever we are sent as well, regardless of what suffering comes to us. And bringing that gospel of peace is a striking contrast to the conflict that we are engaged in. Be ready to move when you put those sandals on. Fourth is the shield. The shield obviously protected your body during the actual battle from direct, intimate attack. So what is our shield? Faith. Faith is our protection in all circumstances against the flaming arrows of Satan. Faith is applicable in every single situation we find ourselves in. We have to take stock and decide if we trust God or if we're going to do it our own way. And at that time, shields were large, almost door-like. They weren't small like a buckler, and they were made of leather most often. The soldiers would actually soak their shields with water so that when the enemy would shoot flaming arrows at them, which were then used to ignite buildings and to ignite the enemy soldiers, the arrows wouldn't catch fire and would be extinguished. Fifth, the helmet. Obviously, the helmet protects your brain from getting broken. And what is our helmet? Salvation. Use your head and know that your salvation is secure and rest in that knowledge. Knowing that our salvation isn't dependent upon how good we are, but it is dependent upon our Savior. It is a gift to be received, but not all will receive it. Again, God is the one who provides all of this too. He provides the faith to believe, the truth to learn, the gospel of peace to share, the righteousness to clothe yourself in, and it all comes back to salvation offered and received, and the subsequent indwelling of the Spirit in your life. Sixth, we finally get our offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit. And what is our sword? The Bible, God's Word. Knowing it, living it, and doing what it says. Knowing our God and knowing our part. That is our weapon, ladies. That is where we can attack the enemy. Remember, the enemy is not another person. This is a spiritual battle. Satan knows Scripture, so we must know it, must have it written on our hearts, so when Satan twists Scripture and tempts us with the age-old lie of, "Did God really say?" we will be prepared to answer instead of being deceived. Paul's image of Christians is that of soldiers who do not retreat from the enemy's charge. Though flaming arrows come at them from their enemy, though they are engaged in a fierce battle, they do not back down but hold their ground without distraction from loose truth, with guidance by the Spirit and through God's Word, with salvation offered and received for His glory and purpose. Now here's the best part of this. Who is sovereign in all of this? God is. God has already won the victory and is still directing all of the skirmishes. Nothing that happens to you today or tomorrow is a surprise to God. Satan may think that he is wily and able to pull one over on God, but Satan is only to do anything he does because God allows it. But that time is also drawing to a close, and Satan knows that his eternity will be in the lake of fire. Did you realize you really are in a battle? Did you realize that your enemy will shoot flaming arrows at you? And did you realize that without God's gracious gift of faith, you are not equipped to fight this battle? You can't equip yourself, but God knows your enemy better than you do, and He won't send you in unarmed. He provides all that you need. You have only to obey, and you will be prepared. How often do we truly stand? How often do we hold firm, stand, and refuse to let the devil take a foothold? How often do we retreat in the face of the enemy? Ladies, we serve a mighty God. If God is for us, who can be against us? This is about remaining firm in our faith and trusting in the Lord for everything, for our next breath, for our next meal, for the strength to endure suffering, for wisdom, for peace, and for salvation. Are you living in such a way that it is clear that you know that the people around you, even the ones filled with hate and bitterness, that they are not actually the enemy? That doesn't mean that you allow them to abuse you, but it also means you take the fight where it belongs, on your knees, and you pray. Don't fight as men fight, but as God prepares you to fight. My question for us today is simply this. Are we walking into the battle raging without taking time to familiarize ourselves with our armor? Are you surprised when you come under attack? You truly shouldn't be. Not only does Paul give us this list of armor and weapons we are to have, but Jesus himself said that no servant is greater than their master, and he reminds us that the world hated and killed him. What do we think that they'll do to us? We are in a battle, ladies. Do you know that, truly? Do you know that you need to be prepared for it, or do you think that's someone else's job? The good news is that the preparations are all before us. We just have to step up. Are you reading God's word? Are you praying? Not just weekly and not just every now and then, but all the time? Are you walking into battle prepared, or are you walking into battle laying your weapons down? Have you forgotten to keep your sword sharp? Hide his word in your heart. Know it. Satan knows scripture. He will twist it to his benefit. He tried that with Jesus, and he will try it with you. You must know your Bible well enough to recognize a counterfeit when you see or hear it. You should at least be able to say, "That sounds off. I need to do some research on that." If you can't, if you simply accept what your favorite teacher or pastor tells you, then they can tell you whatever they want, and you won't know truth from lies. You must be in your Bible for yourselves, ladies. Keep that sword sharpened. You'll find the notes for this study under the Bible Studies tab on the website naomistable.com, day 19. Suit up, soldier.